The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Well, Ciara Kelly is definitely a winner after this week. And joining us in studio is Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent, and Alison Curtis from Today FM. Good
Hello.
Evening.
Hello.
What's your party piece? What can we get you to sing next year?
Oh my God, nobody would like, they would pay me not to sing, basically.
Donate now, not to sing. Makeawish.ie/ We're taking money for any reason whatsoever that we can get it. Good
but
evening
like getting out of your comfort zone like that, like I would much rather you could put me behind a drum kit. I'd be comfortable there, even a little bit with my guitar still, but absolutely never singing.
I could see an office band coming together.
Yeah. Some random tourists on Grafton Street who were really confused as to what we were all doing. And my daughter
today,
who is in college down the road in Trinity, she came up to see and to kind of laugh at me. But next thing she knew, she had a Make-A-Wish bib on and a bucket. She was like, we were roping in anyway.
A family affair.
Yeah, we were taking all comers. Alison, your winner.
Okay, I don't know if you'll need this right now because your nerves are shot, Ciara. But I'm a sucker sometimes for Instagram, like the things that keep turning up in the algorithm. I was like, oh, whipped coffee. I like coffee. I like it a lot. So I gave it a go and there's loads of different recipes out there. Obviously, it's an Italian dessert if you put it over ice cream. It was a bit of a mess now the first time I made it, but the second time worked out really well. And it's a science. I don't know how it does it, but it's basically ice. There's a couple different recipes, but it's ice, instant coffee, brown sugar, and really cold water. And you put it in the blender for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, I was going to ask. I thought it was, you know, one of those little whiskey printing thingies.
Like a frozen margarita.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, sure. Maybe that's what you'd rather have now than with coffee. But it's delicious. And now I'm addicted to it. And then I was like, I had so much. What can I do? Quick Google, freeze it. Have it like a little ice cream.
Oh,
so nice. Coffee tasting. So it is really nice over like a vanilla ice cream.
That's it's one of those things I tried once during COVID and I loved it and have never bothered to go near it
again.
I suspect if you put a splash of, maybe this is inappropriate because of watersheds and everything, but a splash of vodka and a splash of Kahlua, you've got yourself a...
Kahlua would be a good shout.
You've got an espresso martini right there.
Yeah, a little shaving of chocolate on top.
A little frozen one. I did see something, it's interesting you said that because I'm a mad coffee fan, as you can see, I have one on the go at all times, but... The same thing that you did, but not with ice. If you, apparently, again, with a blender, whip honey.
Yes, I saw that too.
Did you see that? You were watching the same reels
on
Instagram. You whip honey and you add the coffee to that. And apparently that's unreal.
I'm going to try that this week coming. So yeah. No, I'd be the same as you, like coffee. That's why I was like, you know, if the weather ever turns, it gets nicer. This is just a nice way to have it. So it's my addiction this week, literally.
Hook it to my veins. You've just like put the thought of whipped coffee, Kahlua ice cream. Into my head. Again, a sentence I never thought I'd say. We're having that a lot on this show today.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of day we've been having, Sean. Sean, the good thing is, obviously, I went and sang like an idiot on Grafton Street. Sean, he had a challenge too. He identified his own child from a lineup. So,
of well crying
done,
babies.
Well done, Sean.
Very good.
Wow.
I'm highly impressed with.
Yeah.
And girls, you look really, like, God, why is the bar for men so much lower? Like, you're like, oh, wow, Sean, you knew your own child.
Me, Shane Coleman, it's just, you know, wax.
Well, sorry,
come here next year. Can we mention, you know, you have to get Shane to do something atrocious.
Last year, I had a boa constrictor around my neck and he wore a hoops jersey. Do you know what I mean? Like
oh, that's not fair.
Not fair, Alison. No, not fair.
No. You look like you enjoyed what you did to him this week, though.
I actually did, but it was weird at the same time. It was all obviously
strange.
He's also been on the injury list for 2 days since it. We're going to get to Saoirse's winner, but first we need to hit those news headlines. Eamon Torsney is standing by.
Well, scattered showers, some of them heavy, continuing tonight. Lowest temperatures 2 to 7 degrees. And now you're up to date. I'm back to News Talk's answer to Madonna.
Thank you for that, Eamon. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm not going to live this down in a hurry, I can see. Saoirse, your winner this week.
Yes, my winner is Lena Dunham.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously her, I was thinking about this earlier because I've been reading her first book, actually for the first time earlier this week. Can you have two memoirs? Does it work like that?
Guess time.
Roy Keane have like four?
Her second memoir, I guess. Her second book, we'll say. Famesick came out this week and it is definitely on my list for the weekend. But it's also the 14th anniversary of Girls on HBO, which it took me a couple of tries to start Girls. It didn't come to me at the right time in my life. I wasn't ready. It wasn't my moment. And then I returned to it and I can't believe they let anybody else make any television ever. Honestly, the fact, like, I'm reading that first book where she talks about having been working on Girls. She was like 24, 25, if any. Like, okay, I suppose I was paid for things that I was writing and thinking at 25. But it seems more crazy that someone like let her do that and that it turned out really, really, really well. Like, it's a show that really, really holds up. And I think so many people have watched it and will have recognized some of themselves in it, even though you're not really meant to like any of the characters. But that's because they're all of us.
But that's like the Seinfeld factor, isn't it? You're not meant to like any of them, really.
But that's because you can see the worst parts of yourself in them and they're reflected back.
The fame sick, does she talk a lot about it? Because I've seen her out interview this week, Saoirse, about the level of abuse and hate and that she took. And she actually did say, she said, I was in a TV show and I took hate that wouldn't have been directed at murderers and rapists and criminals and it's true, isn't it?
It's so true. Like, I remember, like, her name is one that has been mixed up in so much ever since then. Like, even when the show was still coming out, she says this she gave an interview in the New York Times Daily podcast last week where she was talking about that time, and she was saying that, you know, at that point maybe season one had come out or something, and she was like, okay, a lot of people watched it, but it was still only like a million people, and then the whole world just hated her. And they hated the fact that, like, there's a lot of nudity. The show is quite lewd. You know, again, the characters aren't very likable. There's a lot of sex scenes. There's a lot going on. And I think that was a big problem for people. And I think that she also says, you know, they didn't like that they thought that I wasn't attractive and I cast myself opposite Adam Driver, who...
That was a big thing that got someone out.
Not that attractive at the start of the show. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't know where they got up on their high horse for that. He looks deranged.
It does, doesn't it, just come back to the fact that, not to make it all about me, but that, like, Shane Coleman gets off lightly and I'm standing in the rain on Grafton Street like a gobdaw. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm only joking, but doesn't it come back to the fact that, like, if Adam Driver had been with playing opposite a girl who was much better looking than him,
well, we're used to seeing that dynamic.
We've just been like, oh, that's normal, that's fine. That, you know, he's not punching, but Lena, she's punched. Do you know what I mean? And like,
it's really,
it's disheartening.
Oh, yeah, that's the word I was going to use. But that's like the age old story where it's like you can be an average. Well, I mean, beauty's, you know, perception and everyone's individual.
Eye of the beholder, for sure.
Yeah, but that you would see that dynamic quite often, like when an outstanding looking woman with maybe not such
of
an outstanding.
Course.
So and that was really, I remember.
She's
when that
also
came out.
Not. She's ugly, or
no,
she's
not. She says it in it that she obviously she suffers a lot with chronic illness now, and there's a lot of ways that her appearance has just changed. And she's, you know, older, and she talks about that a lot. And I think she talks about it a lot in the memoir as well, in Fame Sick, where she reflects on that and her life and her body and all of these things. And in that interview she gave to the New York Times, she was like, I look back at that show and I'm like, I was a slip. I was a little teeny tiny 24-year-old. But it was made out that she was this, like, you know, that she was so overweight and that how could she possibly be taking all of her clothes off on TV? It's crazy. But I just think she's just so intelligent. And I think that she has been someone who's faced up against a lot. And some criticism can be fair, some isn't. But, like, the way that she speaks about
vitriol,
it is so wise.
That's, you know, I on a similar topic, and like her or loathe her, I saw an interview during the week, Meghan Markle. And Meghan Markle said, I was the most trolled woman in the world. She said, for a period of time, I was the most trolled woman in the world. And I looked at the comments. I went to the comments. And they, let's just say, they just proved her right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you think, though, has it improved any? Because on one hand, social media is just this cesspit that even 20 years ago, we didn't have. The opinions might have been out there at the time. Now they're much more public. Yet you wouldn't get away with some of the stuff. Like, look at The X Factor. Do you ever go back and watch The X Factor original series?
Well,
you wouldn't get away
this
with that on telly now.
No, and I mentioned this on the show before, but America's Next Top Model, the documentary about that. Like, that was absolutely hideous. And I think back to that now, and I was producing a morning show at the time, and I think I watched it just to, like, do something in the afternoon. I wasn't really a super fan, but I look back on that now and you're like, oh my God. And no accountability either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just before we continue on with some sinners, because it feels like we've been talking about sinners, even though that was a winner. just an update on where we are, because Keira Kelly, you have smashed it out of the park. You have launched this into the stratosphere when it comes to donations.
I don't know about that, but we did start on 136,000 when we started the show, and now we are on we're within a 100 quid-ish of 165.
Wow.
So people have donated the guts of 30 grand wow. since the start of the show. It would be really lovely to see where we could end up by 7 o'clock this
23
evening.
23 minutes.
We got 23 minutes.
makeawish.ie/donate.
Yeah, and we look, we're grateful for everything. If you have 2 quid, if you, it doesn't have to, not everyone, I we're fully aware that not everyone has a huge amount of money to toss at anything, and we know that. But makeawish.ie/donate if you have anything at all. We would so appreciate it. And honestly, I've been in tears a few times this week. Yeah. I think Make-A-Wish has been the winner for me this week because the stories of the kids and their families.
Yeah.
And the thing is, none of them over-egg it. None of them come in and like try and tug your heartstrings. They just tell you very
their story,
what they went through. And it's mad. And I was saying to Sean earlier, what kind of kills me is that their wishes, what they're asking for, is really modest.
Yeah.
They want to go, like we earlier on, we had somebody wanted to go to Center Parks. And, you know, that was their wish. Somebody else wants to go to a football game. These are not kids who are saying, I want to go to Hollywood or the Oscars or the moon. They're not asking for even a huge amount. And it makes an incredible difference. And Absolutely. Honestly, I'm actually going to get upset.
Yeah.
Because the kids are amazing.
They are. And your donations can help get them those wishes. And, you know, whether they're modest or immodest or whatever, makeawish.ie/donate. Let's see where we can get before 7 o'clock. Alison, who's sinning?
Sharon Osbourne, naughty, naughty. So Tony Robinson organized, that's what he's known as publicly, he's a far-right agitator, organized a huge thing, you'll probably remember, in September in London, where over 100,000 people unite for the kingdom. So he's at it again, and he's decided it's a really good idea, despite the fallout from that and the violence that happened and all the awfulness around it. And she's like, see you there. So on marketing your calories, or your calendars, May 16th is when they're going to plan their next big march / rally. And Sharon's going to be there. And it's really inciting hate. He's openly racist. And she somehow wants to support this now. So it's really a strange thing.
It does show you how the pendulum has swung. There was a time when if you even said somebody was far right, it was like calling them a racist. It was like, you know, it was like an appalling slur. And now people are like, oh yeah, I'll be at that.
Yeah.
You
know,
see you there.
So she's engaged with a couple of other people that are well known for their views online. But yeah, this seems to have gone into overdrive for her, and I can't understand why, but it's just bananas.
And she's been dropped by a charity she represented as well today, hasn't she? She's already facing a bit of backlash.
Yeah, and actually a few years ago with Meghan Markle, she defended what Piers Morgan said about her and got into a super huge fight live TV and had to cancel the interview and then to move on. So she's been vocal on and off, but this is just very strange.
I think lots of things have become normalised.
Yes.
That were not normalized up until relatively
so anti-immigration is
recently.
Normal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember a number of years ago, you wouldn't even see migration stories covered in the media. And now they are dominating a lot of media stories. So things, the sands are shifting and the political discourse is shifting. And I guess maybe what's acceptable and unacceptable is shifting too. Now, that happens. Society, I think it's a bit like a pendulum swinging. Mm. I tried to stay relatively calm about it, going, oh, it swings one way, and it's a way of us kind of correcting. It's swinging one way too far, another, and we correct. But obviously, it's also worrying.
Yeah, no, it is. And I don't want to sound like I know it's Friday and you guys are raising great funds. But I do sometimes think about the 90s, and I know there were problems there as well. But like, I just felt like now, like the guys that I went to school with in the 90s did women's studies and painted their nails and it was just all normal. Like, we're all in bands and maybe this little ecosystem in Canada or something.
PC
like that.
Gone mad.
Yeah, I'm joking. But now I worry about what my daughter's group of friends come across online and how they go, that's totally normal. That's acceptable to say that, you know, about a woman. So that is scary. So well, yeah, Sharon, stop doing it.
It's weird because like I often, because I'd like to think I surround myself with people that think a lot of, you know, the things, not that I live in an echo chamber, but like, you know, people that I'm friends with have similar beliefs to me and that our belief systems somewhat align, and there's things we don't see eye to eye on but generally our like core set of beliefs are kind of the same. And I was saying this to my boyfriend recently where we were talking about something and we came across some story of some other, you know, some depravity on some human scale, and I was like, I can't believe people actually are okay with this. I can't believe people support this. And he was like, yeah, because the people that you talk to day to day might not, but there's a whole other world of people out there that
it's
do
the
think
Hillary
that.
Clinton factor. I went to bed thinking she would win and I woke up and she
exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? I maybe this is a controversial thing. I think unless the right and the left, unless the liberals and the conservatives, unless the Republicans and the Democrats, unless they all start talking to each other, yeah. all we're ending up with is people hurling yeah. abuse and whatever. It's okay that we don't always think the same thing. In some ways, as I say, I think it's a safety net for society that we don't, like lemmings, go too far in any one direction, yeah. you know. I think society corrects by having different views and debates and all that kind of stuff. And I think the no debate era that we came through wasn't good for us. All it created was anger and resentment and maybe a backlash that we're seeing some of now. I live in hope that most people are decent, and even if they don't all agree with each other, that if they talk,
yeah.
That's dialogue.
And that
important.
It's not actually all what you see online, which tends to be an echo chamber. I know. One side or the other. Most people are somewhere in the middle.
So quick to anger, so quick yeah. to hurl abuse.
So loads of text still coming in on Make-A-Wish. Just donated for the second time today. All of you at News Talk are bloody amazing, and it's fantastic what you've done to help these kids find happiness in a very tough time, especially you, Kira. And wow, a new updated figure has literally just landed. We are €44 short of 168,000 €. Come on, let's get that to 170 before we go off air, will we?
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes. Two grand. By the way, somebody, talk about Shane Coleman getting off lightly, somebody, some individual, this is not a company or a business, donated €4,000.
Wow.
An individual, when Shane Coleman had his legs whacked, had half a shin waxed, all right? I just been humiliated him.
Imagine if he'd done the whole leg. €40,000.
In the armpits.
In public. Dig deep. We would really, really appreciate it. But our reporter, Henry McKean.
Thanks, guys. We're here on the top of Grafton Street outside St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in the heart of Dublin. And I'm here with Make-A-Wish volunteers and a wish granter. It's Maria, Jack and Matthew. Maria, how has today been?
It's been very good, very busy. So we're happy, very pleased.
And you gave up your time. People are actually putting money into the bucket, and yeah. you must be delighted. And people are coming over even during this chat to put money in.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a few people come over, and we've also had people donate through the app as well. Yeah.
Matthew, you've been out here all day. How is it going?
Yeah, it's going great. People are very generous with their time and money, which is great to see. We're volunteers from SEI, so we decided to come and give a few hours towards a good cause, Make-A-Wish Ireland. Everyone can head to the website www.makeawish.ie if you want to make a contribution. Thanks.
And I noticed people are coming up to you. You're good at this. I mean, people are approaching you. I've been observing from a distance.
Yeah, it's good to see, you know, like people do have good in their hearts. It's good to see that there's a sense of goodwill still about the place. So, yeah.
I'm delighted there's a bit of goodwill, and we're here with a wish maker. We're here with Jack. Jack, I mean, you're smiling. There's a happiness in the air. People still have some goodwill.
They do, can you believe? Yeah. It's amazing as well. Like, you get talking to people out and about, like, they have stories of people in the families that have been affected by stuff that's affected the children. So it's great to have a day like this where you actually get the kind of personal contact with people. And, yeah, just great to see positive vibes all around, yeah.
So there you go. We're here with the Make-A-Wish people. And remember, they're up and down the country. Back to you in studio.
Henry McKean, thank you, from Grafton Street, cleaning up the aftermath of Kira's Madonna performance and the streamers
wild.
And
it
the poppers,
like, you know,
and everything
after,
else.
After EP, you know, yeah, the tents
the
and
the clear is just like
not the homeless tents, obviously. The
Grafton
the
Street
happy,
more blocked than it was this time last week.
Tents. Yeah, yeah.
Right, go on. We keep those donations coming in. Makeawish.ie/donate. We're trying to get to 170k before the end of the show. We're very nearly there. Every cent counts.
Guys, we are so incredibly close. We said we wanted to get to 170,000 euros by the end of the show, which is in about 5 minutes' time. We are on 169,272,000. That means we have 728 quid to go to reach our target. 728 in 6 minutes. Can we do it?
Yes.
I really, really hope
yes.
we can. We have waxed our legs. We have eaten peppers. Sean identified his own child, which is seriously important for a man.
It sounds less impressive when you say it like that. You bust on Grafton Street.
I have made an...
Henry McKean had ping pong balls thrown at his
Everything.
Head covered in shaving
Andrea
cream for some
was
reason.
Tested on her geography and then made wear a Kerry jersey. Sean had wine testing blindfold. Like, we have done our bit. Please, please, makeawish.ie/tonight. We will bring you a total even before the end of the show, which literally is now in about four minutes time. Saoirse, your sinner this week.
My sinner. Well, some would say it's me, but I have been set up. My sinner this week is some nosy neighbours. I received a lovely message from my very, very lovely landlord who had just basically, the building owners had gotten in touch to say, look, your apartment, since you've installed a internet box or something on the side, just, you know, you need permission first. That can't be there. We've received reports of this. Now, first of all, I've been framed.
This is outside your well, building, an external thing.
External to the building. Now, I have no idea what on earth. It really sends you spiraling. My boyfriend was like, well, I was dry. I washed.
Did I sleepwalk?
He was like, I washed my hiking boots and I stuck them on the windowsill. And I was like, well, they don't look like an internet box, whatever that
is. Firstly, what is an internet box?
I don't know. I think it's probably like, you know, an external modem kind of, you know, like the alarm boxes that go on the side of a building. Yeah, I imagine maybe it's like that, like, you know.
Is there a random box on your apartment?
I have done no such thing. But it does
you
make me suddenly
been
think.
You have been framed.
Yes.
This is very odd.
I'm launching an investigation as to who, and now I'm kind of, you know, I'm coming into the apartment and I'm like, well, who was it? You know, I'm also a nosy.
Do you think
person,
it's like a features
know.
Writer, maybe in the Irish Times or in the Daily Mail?
There will be a
not casting aspersions at the other papers, but Saoirse is a top features writer for the Irish Independent.
Exactly, and
it sounds really like an Irish Examiner thing to do.
Cutthroat competition. This could be bigger than the Irish dancing thing.
I think it could be. This could be like
the new catfish.
Apps. This could be like All the President's Men. Like this could honestly be
deep
like a big.
Throat
this
has
is your Watergate.
The landlord.
This is my Watergate internet box. So. Internet box gate on the side. Now, if anyone, as I said, knows what that is, please do tell me. But I have no idea.
That's very strange. How peculiar that is. Well, like, if anyone knows anything about this, do let us know.
Yeah, how many neighbours do you have? Like, is it a big apartment block? Is it a narrow pool of suspects?
It's a quite a big estate of apartment blocks. So there could be all the numbers are a bit jumbled up. So I feel like maybe someone's getting me confused and I'm very innocent and it wasn't me.
Very innocent, you've heard it here.
And my high-speed Wi-Fi has nothing to do with anything. but I don't know. Like, I think the easy mistake is you don't know the numbers.
On the outside of your house. You're like a Ryanair
flight. Elon Musk actually came over himself and put it on.
You have any other business, Alison?
There's a thing actually that's at the RDS. It's been around for a little while, but it's called Mind of a Serial Killer. And to me, I'm like, do we want to get into this? But it's super popular, $14.90 to go. And it's like the 20 most notorious people. And it's a fully immersive experience. Now, I like the murder documentaries.
How immersive? Like, exactly.
Are you
murdered?
You will be killed. No. I like those documentaries as much as the next gal. Do you know what I mean? But I'm curious. I don't know. Obviously, it's an age restriction, but it really caught my attention, kind of going, what would this exactly be like?
It's the kind thing of that
Henry.
Yes, well, this is a real thing for Henry. The thing that kind of put me off it was that there was a lamp that seemed to be made of fake human faces.
What?
That was where
I missed that part.
Yeah, that's on the website.
That's creepy as everything. And okay. I presume it's the big hitters, is that like the Jeffrey Dahmers and the Ted Bundys?
Exactly,
and
those guys. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I know. So anyway, I was like, will I? No, I don't know. But it kind of.
I know I definitely would not. Yeah. Because I am absolutely.
Do you not watch the documentaries? There's just a theory that women watch them more than men so they know what to look out for.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'd rather not know what to look out for.
So you haven't seen the Tylenol murders or. No, yeah,
I
okay.
Watch I don't watch anything. I'm the biggest wuss going.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
I like the podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like I can't say that. I feel like I'm out of myself as a serial killer here.
True crime.
True crime, like, but not that true. It's like a Frank Rainey thing, isn't it? You just know he's like, you know, he'd have a few tips for you.
That's a desperate slur on Frank Rainey, who's
an esteemed and lovely colleague.
A consummate professional. Yes. I think we are going to have one more total before we go.
Frantically, our producer there is refreshing her WhatsApp.
We only needed 728 quid to get over 170,000.
Surely the
20
Irish
grand
public.
Beyond our
makeawish.ie/donate. Those last seconds, you have like 30 seconds. Get us over that line.
Saoirse, while we're waiting for this final total, if you could speed your way through any other business.
So I was booking a ticket to go see Dune Part 2 again in IMAX because it's coming back out in IMAX as part of the Omniplex IMAX Festival. But I had to, it was tiered seating and I ended up picking somewhere up near the back because it was like the middle mid-range. But I just wondered if anybody has a preferred cinema seating section. I personally could not be near the front.
Not the front. Too craney with your neck.
The front is very hard yourself. Because it's like you're looking up a wall.
And it's sensory overload as well.
We're being told not to rap because we're going to have some news.
Update is coming. Wait, where is your preferred seat?
Right in the middle and probably like five or six rows from the back.
Yeah, I'm about the same.
But the only thing with that, you are getting the best view, but you're sacrificing, like, if you need to go pee or you need to get
up. Well, this is it. I'm an aisle guy.
Yeah, you see.
I'm an aisle. I don't like having to crawl over people to...
Bad bladder? Yeah, bad, no.
I never leave the cinema mid-film. Unless the film was so awful, I might. But I don't actually ever.
I know, I would stay put.
Yeah, me too.
I know some people do feel claustrophobic if they're not in the aisle.
Movies are too damn long.
They are too long.
They are too long.
I'm not wrong.
It is so true. I was in here with... I was talking to Katie Gallagher last week about the same thing. I said 90 minutes was golden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No story. 2 hours is fine.
And you had such a good time, 90 minutes. I do remember an hour and a half, 90 minutes into Oppenheimer going, there's two more hours of this.
That's a bad example.
That's an awful bladder movie.
Cillian Murphy is a wonder and he's a national treasure.
Oh, my God.
We have our figure. We have our figure.
You, Madonna, do it.
I'm being Rocky now rather than Madonna. I'm mixing my metaphor.
We have raised a grand total of €176,669. Oh my God, we have incredible.
We haven't smashed it. You guys have smashed it. Thank you so much. So much. That is a phenomenal amount of money.
That is 9,000 euro in the last 10 minutes.
You guys did that.
Wow.
Well, that is amazing.
Somebody did it. And thank you. Thank you to every single person who donated, whether it was 1 euro or 10 euros or however much. I don't know how much the biggest people were. You can keep donating. You can go to makeawish.ie /donate and there will be other totals that we'll give you next week because people always, there's always like a little trail over. So yeah. We'll have a total next week, I think. And obviously we have to add it to the boxes and the buckets and all that stuff that happened as well. But thank you so much to every single person, never mind who supported Newsbot, who supported makeawish.ie this week. It has made all the difference. It actually kind of has restored my faith in humanity. I've been in tears. I've been laughing. I've been sick
to
my stomach.
Singing at the top of your voice.
I've been singing in the rain. And it's been quite the week.
It's just, it's amazing. What's kind of amazing for me is just think about how many wishes that is going to fulfill for children and for families who are having such a difficult time at the moment. And the ray of light it provides, because
is that a cue for me to sing?
Hey, if you're volunteering,
I'm not.
Right? Let me see.
I promised I wouldn't sing anymore.
You said you'd Vogue. You said you'd Vogue. Right, go on. Keep donating. makeawish.ie/donate. That's it from us on The Hard Shoulder. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Sean, for stepping in. And you've been such a good sport, even though we sprang whose baby on you and everything that you didn't know.
Thank you for having me.
Back with The Hard Shoulder, 4 p.m. on Monday. Have a phenomenal weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.